Hey everybody, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Today, we're diving into something super important, creating healthy distances in relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells around someone, like your personal space is shrinking with every text message or phone call? Yeah, me too. Trust me, it happens to the best of us. Relationships are amazing. They enrich our lives, but they also demand a delicate balance, especially when it comes to space. Think about it. You wouldn't want to be glued to someone 24/7, right? We all need our time to recharge, to pursue individual interests, to just be ourselves without the pressure of constant connection. That's where healthy distance comes in. It's not about being distant or cold, it's about fostering respect, independence, and ultimately, a stronger bond. Now, I know what you're thinking. But Leo, isn't closeness the key to a great relationship? Absolutely. But imagine this, you're a plant. You need sunlight, water, and nutrients to thrive. Too much of anything, even good things, can be detrimental. The same goes for relationships. Here are five key takeaways to keep in mind when it comes to creating healthy distance. 1. Embrace your individuality. Remember, you're not just a part of a couple, you're an individual with unique passions, hobbies, and goals. Don't lose sight of who you are outside the relationship. 2. Communicate openly and honestly. Ever felt like you had to suppress your feelings or needs to avoid conflict? That's a red flag. Talk about what you need, whether it's alone time, space for personal projects, or simply a break from constant communication. Be clear, be respectful, and listen actively when your partner shares their needs too. 3. Respect boundaries. This is crucial. Boundaries are like invisible lines that define our comfort zones. They help us feel safe and secure in relationships. It's about respecting each other's time, space, and autonomy. 4. Don't confuse distance with indifference. This one can be tricky. Healthy distance isn't about pulling away emotionally. It's about giving each other the space to grow individually and strengthen the connection when you come back together. Think of it like charging your phone. Sometimes you need to disconnect to recharge and function at your best. 5. Make time for individual pursuits. Whether it's joining a book club, picking up a new hobby, or simply enjoying a quiet evening at home, carving out time for yourself is essential for personal growth and well-being. When we invest in ourselves, we bring more to the relationship. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah and Mark, a lovely couple who have been together for 5 years. They're deeply in love, but lately, they've been feeling suffocated. Every spare moment is spent together, glued to their phones, checking in on each other constantly. They're missing out on individual hobbies, friendships, and even just some quiet time alone with their thoughts. Sound familiar? This constant closeness is causing friction, resentment is building, and they're both feeling drained. Enter the concept of healthy distance. Sarah decides to join a pottery class. Something she always wanted to do but never had the time for. Mark reconnects with his old bandmates and starts jamming again. They schedule regular me time where they can recharge individually. Suddenly, their relationship takes on a new dimension. There's more space for growth, more respect for each other's needs, and a renewed sense of excitement when they finally reconnect. So, remember folks, healthy distance isn't about pushing people away. It's about creating the space for both individuals to thrive within the relationship. It's about honoring your own needs while nurturing the connection you share. It's a delicate dance, but trust me, the payoff is worth it. Now, go out there and create some healthy distance in your relationships. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights. And as always, keep those dopamine levels balanced and keep growing. See you next time on the Dopamine Reset Protocol.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.